Okay, so we're going to do a Pesach Sugya. I was debating actually between doing like more Machshava or more Halacha, but I went with the Halacha, and then we'll tie in at the end maybe to a Machshava idea that I think we've actually shared at this table a little bit, but not fully developed. So I was learning on Shabbos, and I probably have seen this before, but I didn't remember it that well. So maybe if it's a familiar to all of you, I apologize. And I brought up Rabbi Lanner. He was like, "Of course, the famous, you know, whatever." But again, so to me, I did not remember it so well, and I thought it was an interesting sugya to learn through. So we're actually going to start in source seven. We're not going to read through the whole Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch is quite long. I did give you the whole Minchas Chinuch if you want to go through it on your own. It is definitely worthwhile to go through the details of it. But I just thought his opening was very, just like, I always like when they have like these like cute openings. So he says the following. I should give one introduction. We're talking about the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. I should really start with that. So source one is the source. Let's start with source one for 1 second. I jumped the gun thinking that you guys all knew what we were doing here. I didn't even write a title on the page. Shivas yam matzos tochelu ach bayom harishon tashbisu seormi batechem. Right, so shivas yam you should eat matzah, except on the first day, right, you should tashbisu seormi batechem. I think we generally translate it as destroy the seor, whatever, the chametz, the yeast, the chametz from your house. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrasanei v'shehime Yisrael miyam harishon yam v'shvi. Right, because anyone who eats chametz from day one to day seven is going to have a problem. Now, the passing of Ach Bayom Harishon, there are actually three drushes in the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim as to what exactly is the source for the mitzvah of Tashbisu and when it is. One of them is Ach Bayom Harishon, but certainly Bayom Harishon does not mean on the first day of Pesach, because we know that we destroy the Chametz the day before Pesach. It means the 14th day of Pesach. There's a mitzvah on the 14th day of Pesach the 14th day of Nisan, to be chametz free. That's the mitzvah. So if you look at the it's a mitzvah test in the Sefer HaChinuch. Now let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch. Mavur Rambam Perek Beis Melachos Chametz Matzah. So he says this is all on the Rambam in the second Perek Chametz Matzah. Hinei binyanim elu in these topics. Harichu harishon ma'achronim kamat lo nicham machon esgadur laharech beprate anyanim b'tarach pinchas miyuchad. So he says if you look through, you got to see if you're right here, Steve. He said, if you look through the Anaplata goodies, I got both. If you look through the Rishonim and the Achronim,
that means you have to finish all the cake.
You don't
by
have
the
to feel guilty. You don't have to feel guilty. Never have to feel guilty.
No, it works. What do you mean?
So we're at the Mitzvah Tashbisu. We just started. Source 7. So says the Minchas Chinuch. There's a lot written on this topic. And there's no room for me to talk, and if I wanted to, I'd have to write a whole kunch on it. But it's not the point of the Sefer. So he says, I'm going to write a little bit about this mitzvah. And then he has the following suffix. Okay? He doesn't spell out the suffix so well in the beginning, so I'm going to say it out, but we'll read at the beginning. Im ha-mitzvahs asei hu sheya chametz mushpatz. Vim yesh lo chametz chutz mashavar lo sase debayir abayi matzer over od ala hasei. Right? So what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah just to not have chametz? And if you have chametz, you violate three things. You violate bayira, you violate abayi matzer, and you violate an isser asei of tashbisu. Vim ein lo chametz, right? Vim ein lo chametz eino over belav. You're not over on the lav. V'gam ha-mitzaseh mekayim b'sheva ha-taseh. And you're also mekayim ha-mitzaseh. And he makes a comparison. Kamo b'shabas v'yantiv, ika aseh d'shabason. Like on Shabbos, yantiv, there's an aseh of shabason b'asiyas melacha. Vim avar v'asa melacha ovar b'aseh v'leis aseh vim lo asa melacha. Chutz ma'asha lo avar ha-lav kiim gam kein mitzaseh d'shabason. Right, so on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah asei of Shabbason. There's a mitzvah asei to rest on Shabbos, right? What does that mean to rest? It means to not do work, right? But it's labeled as an asei, right? So besides the lav of lo sasu malacha, there's a kiyam, a mitzvah asei of Shabbason that you fulfill by not doing work. Now, right? How do you fulfill that asay? So you just don't work, right? So what, you're not doing anything, right? The mitzvah asay is mekuyim b'sheva atase, right? So it's a funny thing, again, why the Torah in certain cases has a mitzvah asay. It's a positive commandment that's fulfilled by not doing something, right? Generally, we assume not doing something is a los asay, and doing something is an asay. There are certain cases that don't fit that criteria exactly. So hachanami, let's just finish the thought for this mitzvah. Hachanami, ikar hamitzvah kan, shelo yechametz b'shuso. That's what he wants to say. Now turn the page, just because it's literally on the top line. He then expands, we'll go back to it. O Dilma. In the middle of the first line, it's an aleph dalet abbreviation. O Dilma. The mitzvah of kumvase. The yashbitz hachametz. No, it's a kumvase mitzvah to destroy the chametz. V'im ein lo chametz, lo kiyem haasei. Right? If you don't have a chametz, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Come on, mi she'ein lo dalet kanfos. Right? Someone doesn't know the house. Either, you know, over, you're not bothering anything. Become makom, lo kiyem a mitzvah. Hachanami gamkin kamo hasam the mitzvah of liknos tas the kai mitzvah Hashem isbrach hachanami mitzvah laser shi lachametz kuna pesel viyivar also viyadalid, right? The kai mitzvah say become vase, right? Fine.
The pasuk kashbisu implies kumvase, right? You should be mashbis, not that. I mean, how would digger be? It doesn't say you
again. What?
It doesn't say you shabbat.
Shabbason, right? Exactly.
Shabbos doesn't say.
Right.
It's also same implication.
Right, and any Isra say is phrased positively, that means don't do something, right? So what you could say, right, is that we want, there's a positive, right? The way I would understand it, and again, I didn't think about this enough to finish this thought, Jeff, but I think the way I would think about it is that it's, presumably the pshat is that there's a chiluk in the Torah between Mitzvah Asay and Mitzvah Lo Asay, a fundamental chiluk, which we've definitely spoken at this table. It's a chabura waiting to be given in the shul, but I've given it in the afternoon call, which is, an asay is a positive, meaning you're acquiring something positive. A los asay is avoiding a negative, right? So a mitzvah asay, that's b'sheva altase, right? I think what that means is that you are acquiring something positive by not doing something negative, right? As opposed to, right? Let's say, los igzal, don't steal, right? So I would say that even if you have a yetzer to steal, you're not stealing, is not like a positive. It's like, okay, you didn't do something negative, right? You didn't hurt yourself by stealing, right? By Shabbos, by Tashbisu, right? By Shabbos, let's say, though, Shabbason is the not working on Shabbos is actually a positive. You're acquiring something good for yourself by the lack of work, right? So you're right. That it's phrased as a positive because the positive makes it that you're acquiring something positive, right? Even though it's by not doing something, right? That's the Chakira. So again, what the Menachas Enoch speaks out, and we're not going to read, I don't think, any more of the Menachas Enoch, you can read on your own time, is this Hakira, which is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is it a kumva asay, I must destroy chametz? Or is it a sheva atasa, I must have no chametz when Pesach starts, right? Really, it's not really when Pesach starts, we're in the sixth hour of the 14th, right? Do I not have chametz? Now, he has four nafgaminas to this shayla. Four nafgaminas. I'm going to speak them out outside, not going to read them inside. Nafgamina number one is the easiest. Do I need to have chametz that I own when Pesach starts, right? So let's say I am celiac, right? That's an option. But let's say an easier option, which actually might apply to people at this table, right? Let's say I'm going away for Pesach, right? And I sell all my chametz, right? So actually, for anyone here who sells all their chametz, right? When Pesach comes, or let's more precise, when the sixth hour on Yud Dal Nisan comes, this is a very halacha l'maisa nafkamina, right? For many, many people, right? I go away, I don't have a chiyuv bedika, right? For all the reasons I don't have a chiyuv bedika, right? Okay, did I just miss out on a mitzvah asay, right? Maybe I should have bought chametz and destroyed it, right? Because now I fulfill the mitzvah asay of Tashbisu, right? Or no, I fulfill the mitzvah asay. Anyone at this table who's going away for Pesach, who's going to a hotel, you fulfill the mitzvah Tashbisu. How do you fulfill Tashbisu? You don't own chametz when Pesach starts. You just fulfill Tashbisu, right? It's actually a very, very practical nafkamina.
So what do you do? What have you done with the chametz that you searched for last night?
Again, I didn't search, right? Most people... Is anyone at this table going away? Okay. Do you do a bedika before you go away?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so you don't have to. Usually, unless you're leaving on the night of the 14th. You don't have to. You can. Unless you're renting at your house or... Do you rent at your house?
No.
Okay, I'm not saying you have to do a bedika, but you don't have to. Right?
So let's you do
unless you're there.
You take your feather and you stick with you and burn it the next morning? Well, let's say you leave it for
away
somebody...
Before, but I remember when I went away, like when we were in Einstein, we asked the child... And we did a bedika before we left. We
Again, you can. There's again, Pashta says there's no mitzvah unless you're going to be there the night of the 14th. Again, if you're going,
you had somebody burn it.
Did you go to your in-laws or something? And you leave that night. Okay, that's cash. Be there. Oh. Wait a second, it's a cash. It's cash if you're home. If you're not home the night of the 14th, if you're not home.
I think we weren't home. We did it.
Yeah. What?
There are
if you were there within 30 days, there's a kasha, but pasha,
without a bracha, and you did it a day early.
Again, but pasha says you don't have to.
But when, but getting back to that, so let's say you did your bedika, right, and you gave it to somebody, but you burnt it yourself. You have fulfilled your obligation of tashbisu.
Again, if you did a bedika,
if you did, yeah,
correct. Mask if you did a bedika. Most, I think most people go away and I think do not do.
Rabbi at Einstein that year.
Told you to do a bedika.
And we were told that we should all do a bedika if we're going to be in
a... Okay. Okay. Now, that's nafkamina number one, and actually it could be a very halachal ma'is nafkamina. What's nafkamina number two? Is not, the rest of the three, one of them I guess is a little bit practical, the other three are a little cute. The second one is as follows. Let's say, I want to be a nice guy, or I'm very excited to do mitzvahs, right? So I go to Maisha's house, and I take all his chametz that he left out, and I burn it. I do tashbisu, right? On the 14th, I do the tashbisu. In general, there's a concept of chotev mitzvah. If you're chotev mitzvah, you got to pay, right? Right? So it says the Min Chasinach, in this case, if I grab Moshe's chametz and I burn it, do I have to pay him asar zehuvim? So again, it depends. If it's a mitzvah b'kam v'aseh, so I just stole your mitzvah. Mm-hmm. If the mitzvah is Rosh Hashanah Ta'aseh, so then he got the mitzvah. Yeah. I didn't get the mitzvah. He got the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah was tashbisu. He doesn't have chametz, and he's good, right? Mm-hmm. That's nafkamina number two. I'm going to skip to nafkamina number four, because I think the third one is amazing. It's an amazing nafkamina. Number four is, does it need kavana? When I burn the chametz, do I need to have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah of tashbisu? Again, nowadays, it sounds like a silly nafkamina, because of course, if we go to the shul fire, we pick our chametz, you immediately have kavana. No one's going there thinking that they're just at another bonfire, right? You think you're burning your chametz. But let's say I burn chametz without kavana, right? Did I fulfill the mitzvah, or say it differently, do I need to have positive kavana, then I'm filling the mitzvah of tashbisu? So again, if you hold this mitzvah b'kam v'aseh, so you have to have kavana. Like any other mitzvah, say the right, so if you hold, it's a mitzvah b'shev al taseh, so again, the mitzvah is just not having chametz. Who cares if I have kavana or not? As long as I don't have chametz, I will fill that mitzvah. Nafkamina number three is amazing. What's nafkamina number three? If I eat chametz on Pesach, you ready for this? What he says, if I eat chametz on Pesach, was I mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu?
Wow.
Now,
did he destroy it?
What's the lamdas? Not I say the. Oh, good question. We'll get to that actually in a second. So, what does he say? If you hold it's a mitzvah b'kam v'aseh, so it's a mitzvah of a b'avera. Right? So, yeah, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu, but it's a b'aveira, they're eating chametz. If you hold the mitzvah b'sheva ta'aseh, so he wants to say there's no idea of, right? There's no idea of a mitzvah b'aveira, right? It's just that memela, now that the chametz is gone, I fulfill tashbisu, but it's not an active mitzvah, right? So we wouldn't say mitzvah haba b'aveira. There's the aveira, and there's the mitzvah. Which I thought is fascinating. I did not remember ever seeing this, which means, if you wanted a good trivia question, at least according to one side of the Minchas Chinuch, could you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa by eating chametz on Pesach? The answer would be yes. Mm-hmm. You could fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu, which I thought was beyond fascinating. Mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu, if you hold that's a mitzvah b'sheva al taseh, he wants to eat a mitzvah. Now, I agree with your face, Avram. I think it's a wild nafkamina, but that's what he writes. It's actually in that paragraph that we stopped.
Is that obvious?
What? Very obvious. He wants to say that's nafkamina number four. Now, let's turn back to the beginning of the sheets, and we're going to see if this machlekes finds itself in the Rishonim. So the Gemara in Pesachim, again, Daf Dalet, has the following question. It is helpful to know the previous question to the Gemara. The previous question to the Gemara was, who has to do bedika? So again, the question is, who has to do bedika? The masfir, again, the renter of the house, or the person who's renting the house? Again, this is actually also very, very common shayla. It's a real shayla, right? If I'm renting a house, you're renting your house out, right? It's a real halachal mei shayla that comes up all the time. Who has to do the bedika, right? I'm going to be out on the 12th, you're not coming to whatever, right? You have to figure out who's chayav to do the bedika, right? So the Gemara then is, the Gemara answers, just to clarify. Good. So the Gemara answers, if you're going to be in the house before the night of Bedika, so it's on you, the renter, right? If the renter's not going to be there till after the night, right? Till then it's on the owner, right? That's the halacha. Now, Mm-hmm. But if you come early, yeah. You got to do bedika. Correct. Yeah. It also comes up all the time. Halacha. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not renting.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
let's go.
That's also a kasha, also a shay.
Okay.
In a rush?
No, it's should we get
okay. Zakta Gemara. Ba'amim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hamasker bayis l'chaver bar basar. Again, you rent a house on the 14th, which means... it should have been checked because you should not be responsible. Cheskasel badakoyin cheskasel badakoyin. The Gemara says, do we assume it was checked or not? Now again, it's a funny question. L'may nafkabina, says the Gemara. L'shayle, just ask the guy, did you do bedika or not? The Gemara says, d'les l'hai l'shile. He's not around to ask. L'atruche l'hai mai. Do we bother you to do it? Again, just to clarify the question. The shot is as follows. It's definitely on the master to do the bedika. It's his responsibility. I show up, though. I assume there's some kind of leidas ha-safek. I have a reason to be misupik whether there's a bedika, right? And the question is, okay, so now I showed up. I'm not sure if he did a bedika. I can't reach the guy, right? So the Gemara Shaila is, can I assume it was checked and I'm good? Or do I have to, misupik, do a bedika? So Amar Lahu Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak. So Zak Rav Nachum Yitzchak back to them. Tanisua. It's a Mishnah. Hakol ne'emanim al bi'er chametz. Everyone's believed al bi'er chametz. Afilu nashan, afilu avadim, afilu ketanim. Everyone's believed even nashan avadim ketanim. Ay, my time mehem ne'la mishem necheskas abaduk. Is it not because of cheskas abaduk? Dekasavar. Hakol chaverim heim yitzel b'dikas chametz. And it must be because everyone's a baki by b'dikas chametz. It's a time limit and rice. So chaver shemeis v'niach megur malei apiros. Afilu heim b'niyam and harim cheskas b'dikanim. Right? Again, if we know a brice that says that a chaver, a talmid chacham, or someone who's learned, who dies, he left the whole thing of payros, even if it was that day, we assume he checked them, we assume he wouldn't have left them unchecked. Again, says the so we assume that just like he is, sorry, just to clarify the proof, just like he is muchzuk that he checked, so everybody's muchzuk when it comes to b'dikas chametz. Says the Gemara Mimai. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Cheskas obadik. No, maybe it's different over here because they told us it was checked. Atu Amir the Hani Midi Mashasha Espe. Right? What these people say matters? Again, not politically incorrect, but meaning halachically, does what an Eved, an Isha, or a Katan say matters? It's not halachically Edus. Ella Mai says the Gemara, the Cheskas obadik. I do not like the question marks, but it's throwing me off. I like a straight Gemara, but okay. I copied this from Bar Ilan. Says the Gemara, Elamai, what? You're going to tell me that it's Cheskel Baduk, so why is it Hakol Ne'emanim? It should have said, every house is Becheskel Baduk. This is the important part. Elamai Mishim Amir Dahani. Hello Amrahani, lo. So what? You're going to tell me the reason is because these people told you. Had they not told you, no. So then prove from that it's not Cheskel Baduk, mm-hmm. right? Because we need them to say it. Says Gemara Lo. This is the final answer. We assume it's checked. V'hacha v'mayaskinan, de mochsak lan de loy badak. V'ka'amri hani badkina. So what's the case over here? The case over here is, we actually know the guy didn't do a bedika. He didn't. We're mochsak, he didn't do a bedika. And these guys come along and they say, we checked it. What?
Like not a from guy kind of
thing? That's a good assumption. Yeah, not a from guy. He told someone, whatever it may be. Right. He told you, I'm not checking it. I didn't check it. Whatever it may be. Right? Right? These guys say, and what do these guys say? A child, a woman, or a slave says, we checked it. Right? We checked it. Right? Now, ma adatema lo lehem nu rabbanan. I might have thought, rabbanan don't trust them. Kamash malan kaven de bedika tchametz midrabanan hu. Since bedika is only the rabbanan, the midrais of a bit of al misagile, emnu rabbanan midrabanan. Since midrais I could just done bitl, right? And it's only the rabbanan anyways. Therefore, the rabbanan believe these people, the women, the child, or the slave, to say that they did a bedika, right? Now, that's the most important line. The rest of the, for us, everything's important. For us, that's the most important line. What's the line? The line is, right, that the chiluk between why we believe these people is because it is cheskas badak in general, first of all. Second of all, over here, right, even though we know what they're telling us, it was checked, it's all the rabbanon anyways, because the guy could have just done bittel, right? You could just do bittel, and that solves the problem. There is a major machlekes Rashi Taisus here. What does that mean, midaraisa, I could have done bittel? So look at Rashi. Bebitl ba'alma, says Rashi, dechsiv tashbisu, v'loiksiv tivaru, v'hashbasa deliv hi hashbasa. Says Rashi, what does it mean, bitl ba'alma is enough? It means the mitzvah of tashbisu is not burning. It doesn't say burn the chametz, it says tashbisu. And hashvasa deliv is hashvasa, meaning on a de'oraisa level, says Rashi, right? Or we could say it differently. The real mitzvah of tashbisu is belief, right? There's a machlokas rishonim that we may see, we may not get into, right? Is Rashi saying it's only belief or it's even belief? But certainly, at least it's even belief, right? I can do it belief. I could do it in my heart. I don't need to actually do anything. I could just say, I don't care about this chametz, or I'm about to this chametz in my heart. That's the mitzvah of tashbisu, says Rashi. And therefore, midaraisa, I don't need to do bedika. Bedika is all only derabbanan. That's a Rashi
says. Who did the bitl in this case? The renter or the rentee? Mm-hmm.
Well, anyone could do it before the 6 hour, to be honest. We're talking about in the morning before the 6 hour.
I'm saying, it's kind of weird. We're saying that it's not cheskas butter, but we think the renter did...
Even the rent, the rentee. I mean, why can't the rent? Let's say the renter. He could do a bit.
It's not his. I mean, you can't do a bit. The name is not your opponent's, right?
Well, it's his now. He just rented the house. Everything in the house is his, right?
He owns everything.
Yeah, that's how I assume. Everything in the house is his, right? He could do a bit. Zaktaisis perish bekunches medasiv tashvis looks at tvaru amadashu to believe. Tos has two kashas. Vekashalari the high hashvasa havarhi velo bitl. The tiny ambushmait and makiwa mainsara chariyomar tashbisu matzina lavar shiav melacha. So Tosus's first question is right. What are you talking about? Hashvasa is havara. It's not bittel because there are three opinions in the Gemara. Okay, it's important just to have this background. There are three opinions in the Gemara for the source of the mitzvah of tashbisu on yadalit. One is ach bayom harishon ach lachalik, which Tosus is about to quote. One is Rabbi Akiva who says that tashbisu is havara and havara is nav melacha. And the third is actually the one that we paskin in the Rambam. Lo sishkat al chametz dam, lo sishkat al pesach dam zevchi, whatever the.
Right.
How can you shat the karam pesach while the chametz is still there? It must be that you have to destroy the chametz before you shat the karam pesach. Says Tosos, you see from Rabbi Akiva's opinion though, right, that explicitly that tashbisu is havara. He says havara hi av malacha, right? So we see that according to Rabbi Akiva, right, we see that tashbisu must be havara. Va'od, says Tosus, tashbisu min lekaman me'achalek shekumei she'ishos lemala. The Gemara clearly states that the mitzvah of tashbisu starts at the 6 hour and onwards. Va'achar isura lo mahani bitl. Tosus says something very important. Once it's usur, you can't do bitl, right?
Once it's out of your rishos.
So once it's not yours anymore, you can't do bitl. If you can't do bitl, you can't do tashbisu. If you can't do tashbisu, how can the Gemara say that the mitzvah of tashbisu starts, right, after the 6th hour if you can't do tashbisu anymore? Right, again, Rashi says tashbisu is believe, right? I'm mabatal it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not mine anymore by the 6th hour, right? It left my rishos. So how could I do bitl on something that's not mine, right? Mm-hmm. Elamai. The mitzvah must not be believe, it must be actually burning it, because physically burning something I could do even if I don't own it, right? I don't know, I could burn anything. I don't need to own something to burn it, right? But if the pshat, I'm going to be mevatlet in my heart, right? Or in my mouth, whatever it may be. If it's machlokas rishonim, also is it believe, is it a peh? But I can't do that, right? If I don't own it. Those are Tosus's two kashas. Therefore, yeah. Yeah, between the chai of you, they're not actually yours. That's the whole point. They ain't borbersh as a rab and chametz, right? Correct. Everyone agrees to that. Okay. If that's the fair shikamar, you can't do a bitl after it's not yours anymore. Va'omer ri demidaraisa b'bitl ba'alma sagi mitam demeachar shabitlo havi hefker v'yatzer mershuso mutter. Period. But the rest is about whatever you need. Three, right? Says Taisus, you know what bittel here means? It's regular bittel, like any bittel, right? I can be mevatel and say, this is not mine anymore. This is mine. I own this. It's in my house. And I say, I don't want this. It's hefker. This is hefker. Anyone wants it, come take it. It's hefker. I don't want it, right? That's bittel, right? Says Taisus, bittel here means hefker, right? I'm hefker, not me dine pesach. There's no dine pesach here. It's dam, dine hefker. I made it hefker, right? I'm about to this. I don't want it, right? That's why I can do that. And since I can do that with my chametz, right, it's not mine anymore. But it's no, again, you could get into, it's not mine, right? I'm Rosh al Achirim. I can write other people's chametz, right? It's not my chametz, right? So if Yechiel, there's a halacha lemaisa, right? There's a true halacha, right? If Yechiel had chametz in my house, right? Forget about Yechiel for a second and his obligation. I can leave his chametz in my house. I have no issur, right? If Yechiel had a box of chametz in my house, it's not my issue, right? It's not my issue. I could leave it out, and again, I shouldn't maybe because I don't want to potentially risk something, right? It's not mine. I have no issur by Rabbi Yamatze, and I have no mitzvah of tashbisu. It's not mine. So too, I could just say, this is not mine. All the chametz in my house is not mine, and therefore, I don't have any more. That's Tosfos' opinion. Now, what's the pshat in Rashi, though? So Tosfos has two kashas. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to answer both of Tosfos' kashas on Rashi in the following way. The first answer is easy. And he says it. You're right. Rabbi Akiva holds on one side of the Chakira. That's it. Okay. Rabbi Akiva holds Havara, right, is real burning as mitzvah b'kam v'asei. But Mehechi Teisa, the other Tanam hold that, right? That's what he says, that Rabbi Akiva holds that way. But not, I believe it's Rabbi Yossi, and I don't remember the third Tana. They don't hold that way. They hold a different drasha. Fine. What's the pshat in the second answer? And this is where things get into the lumdus. The second answer, what's the Tosas bothered by in the second answer? How can you fulfill Tashbisu at the sixth hour if that's the moment that, right, the same moment that you're supposed to do the mitzvah is the same moment that you can no longer do bittul, right? So the timing doesn't line up, right? That's Tosas kasha. So it happens to be...
Meaning, how can you do bittul after the sixth hour at the point you're at
all? Correct. Correct. Now, it happens to be the question itself, to me, I'm just saying to me, right, is not so bothersome, right? I'll explain to you why the question is not so bothersome before we get to the Minchas Chinuch's answer, right? The man of Shach, you're going to have a problem, right? Let's say the mitzvah is to actually burn the chametz, right? Okay, but I don't want the Zman Isser to start before I start burning the chametz. I'm also going to have a problem, right? Which is actually why the Maisa B'Zman Hazeh, we do it 2 hours earlier, right? Because we don't want to get into the, right? Meaning, even Tosa's question is a little bit hard to understand because, again, even if I hold like Tosas, whatever the case may be, right? The pshat is, right? Even if you say the mitzvah is actually burning it, which Tosas clearly holds.
But 6 hours into, right? One, you're over.
Exactly. So meaning, I certainly need to do it a minute or two before, otherwise I'm going to have a problem, right? So my high, if it's bittul b'lev, or if it's going to be physically burning it, I definitely have to do it a minute before the Isser starts, because otherwise I'm going to be over the Isser, right? I don't want to be over the Isser, right? So I'm not sure what Tosas says.
Right?
What?
You're still able to burn a Pesach.
You're able to, but you don't want to, right?
No, again, I'm saying, but you're saying that she should still work.
The question is, they're not able to.
Yeah, what?
His question is that...
Right. Now that you're saying that, and maybe the pshat is also actually that Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzeh doesn't start. This is probably the pshat. Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzeh doesn't even start until the night, right? I don't think Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzeh starts in the sixth hour, right? Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzeh doesn't start until the night. So I guess you do have more time, right? You really do have time according to Tosas.
I definitely say that Tosas would hold that you're not Yotzman Hizvah Tashbisa by eating chametz on Pesach.
Why?
He's saying you can't do Tashbisu once there's an Isser. It's like he's not.
No, he's saying that you have that. No, he just.
How can
no.
You do Tashbisu for something that's not
Isser?
You can do bittul, but you could burn it. You can fill it by burning it, so you can fill it by eating it. Uh-huh. Meaning that. But. You're right, Evan. Pshat is probably like this in Tosas, right? If the mitzvah is, right, to burn it, right, so I could burn it at the sixth hour, and Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzeh doesn't start anyways until the nighttime, so I do have a little bit of flexibility of time. But if the mitzvah is bittul, the moment that it leaves my rishus, I can't do bittul anymore. That's probably the pshat. That probably is the pshat in Tosas. So what does the Minchas Chinuch say? The Minchas Chinuch says, to answer the second question, the following. He says, Elamai, the Shoresh HaMachlogos in Rashi in Tosas is this Chakira, right? According to Tosos, he wants to prove that according to Tosos, what's Tosos say? The mitzvah is Havara. You got to actually burn it. That Tosos is saying pretty clearly, right? The mitzvah is Havara, to burn it, right? Because Tosos holds the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah b'kam v'aseh. You have to do something, right, to destroy the chametz. What do? You burn it. That's what you do, right? Thinking about the fact that I don't want chametz is not doing anything, right? You got to do something. And that's why Tosos is bothered by the moment of the sixth hour needs to be the time that you do Tashbisu, right? But says the Minchas Chinuch the following, who says that Rashi's bothered by that moment of the sixth hour? You're right. The mitzvah starts at the moment of the sixth hour. But you know what? The mitzvah is just not having chametz, right? The mitzvah is just not having chametz, so I could do the bittul an hour earlier, 3 hours earlier, 2 days earlier. It doesn't matter. I could do tashbisa at any point because there's two different things, right? There's the in my mind saying I don't want this chametz anymore, right? And then there's the moment that the mitzvah starts, right? Which is, right? Which is that exact moment at the sixth hour, right? So who cares that I can't do bittul afterwards? I don't need to do bittul afterwards. The mitzvah is mekuyim b'sheva al tasa after the 6 hour. In fact, I don't have chametz, right?
Where does that come from? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says you're mekuyim the mitzvah with tashbisu. He says tashbisu is the mitzvah, which is being levatza, right?
Yeah, what are you going to say, Jeff? Go. So what are you saying? That what?
No, I mean, he's saying basically, he's saying, well, you do bittul, but you're not yotzi the mitzvah, except for you're yotzi the mitzvah b'sheva al tasa after the 6 hour. Is that what he's saying, basically?
Correct.
But bittul is the mitzvah. I mean, Rashi says.
Good. So you're bothered by, and I'll give. You're literally. This is Rabbi Lanner on Shabbos is exactly the shayla. Exactly, Mamash is shayla. So what he says, well, he doesn't say it's a passive thing. He says it's an active thing, right? What's the active thing? The active thing is, right? To the active thing is that I'm gonna. Right, I'm going to do hashbasa believe, right? I'm going to do tashbisa, hashbasa believe, right? It's not a passive thing, it's an active thing, right? What the Minach Sinach wants to say to answer Tosis Kash, I'm just making the Minach Sinach saying. Minach Sinach is saying, no. Hashbasa is, there is an active component of I could do hashbasa believe, right? But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that I don't have it later on. That's what he would say.
It sounds like the hechsher in order to be yours.
Correct. I would say it's the Maisa mitzvah that leads to the Kiya mitzvah later on, right? Meaning that, but the Maisa mitzvah is not the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is, right, the same way as an example, right? Pru or Vu, right? If you assume that the mitzvah is to have kids, right? So there might be a Maisa mitzvah of Tashmish, right? But that's not the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is to have the kids, right? So there's a Maisa mitzvah that needs to lead to it, right? You want to call it a Hechsher mitzvah, whatever you want to call it, but that's not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah is later on.
Let's just agree that if you have chametz, you have to burn it. If you didn't have chametz, you'd be okay also. Like, you're saying chametz requires burning. That's a situation where you own chametz. Let's say a situation where you just don't have chametz.
Then you're just, you're not over, you can't give a kaim. You're not over by Rabbi Mos, so you can't do tashbisa.
Okay, not like arguing against Mishnah.
In other words, wouldn't you have to go out and buy chametz?
No, I'm saying you don't have to.
No, but if you hold tashbisa as havara, right, it's hard to say that, right? Once you hold the tashbisa as havara, right, just to speak this out, once you hold tashbisa as havara, it's very hard to say that you can fulfill havara without doing havara.
Unless you don't have chametz, baby.
Is that the reason for the minhag that we have to
hide? So hiding bread has more to do with the bracha. Then we don't make a bracha latal in case you don't find anything, right? But the burn, certainly it gives you something to burn as well, right? Which then you, correct, you can fill tashbisu, 100%. But yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Once you say that the mitzvah is havara, it's hard to say you can do havara without doing havara.
I'm saying, he's just saying, in a situation where you have chametz, you have to do it.
No, but the pasuk is tashbisu or moteichem, right? Tashbisu means havara, which is what Rikiva. You can't do it, right? You didn't do tashbisu. Again, you didn't do anything wrong, right? It's like not wearing tzitzis. You don't, right? You don't, right? Pashtus is you don't do anything wrong for not wearing tzitzis. Pashtus, again, this is the whole sugya. This is one of the marakomos in the sugya, but meaning the Gemara Menacho says that when Hashem is angry, he's going to come after you for that, but you have to know what that means, right? You have to know what that means, because it's a very complicated Gemara. But pashtus of shas and of mitzvos is that if it's, I just didn't do it. I didn't go out of my way, right, to where it sits, but I didn't do anything wrong, per se. Right, that's the pashtus, right? So to here, that's what you would say. Now, the Minchas Chinuch as well brings in the Rambam. So look at the Rambam in source number 6. The Rambam is pretty clear in his language, at least, about what the mitzvah is. We'll see if he's super clear in that he fits into the world of the... Oh, it's getting late. Steve, you're worried about sources. It's getting pretty late. So we're going to speed up a little bit. But the Rambam says as follows. Mitzvah saseh min HaTorah, lahashbis hachametz kodem zman ha'isra achilasu. There's a mitzvah saseh min HaTorah to destroy chametz before the zman isra. Shnei v'yom yishna shiru sor matechem. M'api ha'shmi alam d'shvishon zel yom ha'basar. Okay, v'raya l'davar, right? Zem ashkas v'torah lo sishra l'chamez dam zivchi, kolom lo sishra l'pesach v'alein chamez kaim, v'shkidat pesach yom arbasar achar chatzos. That's, right, so shkidat pesach is on the 14th day after chatzos. I can't have chametz around anymore at that point. But then the Rambam says, l'alcha beis, umahi hashba, says u'amur v'torah, hi sheyevatel hachametz belibo, v'yachshav oso ka'afar, you should view it like afar, v'yasem belibo sheyem b'r'shus o'chametz kalan, you should think in your heart, I got no chametz in my property. Any chametz in my property is like offer, and it has no need at all. And then says the Ram, right? And we derei sofrim, I have to do a bedika, right, in order to find the chametz. But again, that all is derabanan, and this seems to line up perfectly with Shitas Rashi, right, which is ikar hashvasa is believe, right? And yes, I also, right, want to get rid of it, right? Maybe I want to search for it and I want to get rid of it, but that's all going to be derabanan. The real mitzvah daraisa is the hashvasa believe, is feeling that I don't want it. Now, it happens to be, if you look in the Nosei Kelim, I don't remember if it's the Kesemishna or the Radbaz, somebody on the side says that there's another girsa in the Rambam where it adds in a whole lot of words, and it says that mahi hashvasa mur b'torah, and it says it's to burn the chametz, and it's to vatz believe, right? Meaning it has both. Now again, I'm not questioning the girsa; it's another girsa. But again, pashas in the Rambam is not that way. The simple girsa of the Rambam in the Frankel and other girsos is not that way. But there is another existing girsa. If you go with this girsa though, it's actually not so clear what the Rambam holds. Why do I say that? Because I'll tell you the Minchas Chinas Diyak. The first line says, "Mitzvah ben Torah lahashbis ha-chametz." Now that sounds like you got to be mashbis the chametz. You got to get rid of it. But then he says, "When are you mashbis chametz? Kodem zman esra achilah." So early again. Why kodem? Again, if the pshat is that it's a mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh, so Tosus already told us when's the mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh? It's at the sixth hour, right? So how can I do, right, the mitzvah kodem zman isurah, literally the whole thing is to do it at that moment, right? So the Minhag HaSidah wants me to daig that it must be at the Rambam held, right, that the mitzvah is literally, is like Rashi, and since you could do it kodem zman isurah, that must mean that the mitzvah is to not have chametz at the moment that Pesach starts.
It says
b'feirish
and talk right?
What?
No,
it says hashvasa believe b'feirish, right? But again, like you were pointing out, Jeff, hashvasa believe doesn't have to necessarily mean, right, that it's right, that it's the mitzvah shevatas. It could be there's a mitzvah to do hashbasa believe, right?
But
now
it has to be done
kodesh
zman.
That's the minchas chinas diyak. If it has to be done kodesh zman, it must be at the mitzvah not to have the chametz, not to burn. Now, I saw in the Ha'ari Kedem, just to quickly before we go to the last point, the Ha'ari Kedem has a long piece where he basically wants to say in the Rambam, and he has a few rayas to the mitzvah is really both. It's really both. There's mitzvah say to do hashbasa believe. And there's a mitzvah that you're kind of become vaseh once it starts, right? In order to the fact that it is destroyed. He wants to say that it's really both. I don't want to get into all the details of that now. That's what he says. I do want to get to the last piece, though, which is a little more drushy. But we have 5 minutes left, and I want to say it out. And it, to me, it might sound obvious, but to me, there was one thing that was new to me this year that I never thought of. I just never thought of it before. But I want to present possibly al derech drush, the shorash hamachlokas between Rashi and Tosos here, specifically between Rashi and Tosos. Whether it fits into the minchas chinuch to me is not as relevant, but definitely in Rashi and Tosos. Again, Rashi holds that ikra hashvasa is believe, right? And Tosos holds that ikra hashvasa is havara, is burning. That's clear. That's not complicated. That's clear. Rashi holds ikra hashvasa is believe. Tosos ikra hashvasa is to actually burn the chametz. So I thought maybe you could say the following. Chametz is a unique Isser Achila of all the Isser Achila that we have because it's mutter all year round, right? Chametz is mutter all year round. It's only Isser on Chametz, on Pesach, excuse me. So this thought that I'm about to give is not my own idea. My friend Yosef Bronstein, when we were in YU together many, many years ago, asked the following question. It's a fakir, it's a question. What's the pshat that chametz is mutter all year round and only us around Pesach? There are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, chametz is fine. Chametz is good. Chametz is good for us, right? It's a healthy thing. It's good for us. Okay, 7 days a year, we say don't eat it because we want to remember matzah. We want to highlight matzah. Maybe we want to show that maybe we don't want to be too delving into chametz, right? But etzem chametz is fine for you. It's fine for you. Just 7 days a year, we stay away from it. Or maybe pshat is, no, chametz is actually bad for you. There's an aspect of chametz that's bad for you, right? Whatever you want to say, lo nina tor l'malchei asharis, you want to say that, you know, dibra torah k'neged yetzer hara, whatever word you want to use, right? Etzem chametz is bad. Okay, but we can't handle it being asr all year round. It would be too much to ask of the Jewish people to asr it all year round, right? But it's actually bad. Etzem is bad, but okay, you can't expect that of people, right? Now, if that is true, perhaps, you can explain that that's the Shorash HaMachlokas here between Rashi and Tosos. If you hold that Betzem Chametz is bad, So maybe the pshat is to burn it. We want you to actively burn it. Tosafot says the mitzvah is tashbisur mateich. I want you to burn it. Again, it's symbolic. Obviously, we eat it all year round, but symbolically on Pesach, we want to show you burn it. Show that this is negative. There's something negative here. And we want you to get rid of it. We want you to destroy it. Right? But if you hold chametz is good. Again, it's good. There's nothing bad with it. Okay, 7 days a year, we don't eat it, right? So you don't have to burn it. Like, calm down. You don't need to burn it, right? All you have to do is say, I'm separating from this, right? What is tashbisu? What is the word shavas? And this is the chiddush that, it's not my chiddush. It's not my, I never thought of it till this year, though. And then I saw in the Ramban, it's in the source, the Ramban says it beferish. Tashbisu, shavas, is language of Shabbos, right? What's Shabbos? Shabbos doesn't mean to destroy. That's not what the word means. Shabbos means to stop, right? That's what the word shavas means, right? So we're going to stop from chametz. Tashbisu sorvatechem. Separate from chametz. Distance yourself from chametz. The pshat is, right, tashbisu doesn't mean destroy, right? Destroy is such a strong language. I don't have to destroy chametz. I have to distance myself from chametz. I have to say, I don't want chametz now. Chametz is not relevant to me right now, right? And even at its essence, chametz isn't bad. If chametz isn't bad, I don't have to burn it. I should say, I'm separating it from now, right? Tashbisu so'armi batechem literally just means stop. Remove yourself from chametz. That stopping is in your heart, right? That's the pshat in Rashi. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Ikar tashbisu is believe. What that means, again, very fundamentally, what that means is, of course the mitzvah is believe. Because the pshat is that I need to separate from this. It's not about destroying this. Destroying this implies that it's bad. If it's bad, I have to destroy it. If it's just that I need to separate from it, okay, so tashbisu, I'm gonna separate from it. So if you look in the Ramban, I was very excited when I saw the Ramban. We'll end with this. Again, he's not saying it with Derech Drush. I think it's in this piece. I hope I got it in this piece. Hold on. I didn't look close enough. Did I catch the right part of the Ramban? Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, look at the... the bottom of source 5. I didn't give it to you on the sheet. The bottom of the first page. The Ksava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg is even more beferish, but the Ramban is pretty beferish. V'ef shenachon hu lomar k'dvei Rashi. D'naf g'lamni midrash tashbisu. D'hachi kamarachmanu. Tashbisu oso mi sa'or. V'lo yiresor elashia be'necha kesara v'ayroso ka'afar v'eflote rotze b'kiyumo. Meaning again, midaloksiv tivarot zisrufu, right? That's the language, right? The language is tashbisu, right? Separate. Again, yes, in my heart it feels like it's gone, right? His language is kesara, but the pshat is that it's about separation, it's not about destruction. So maybe, perhaps, that's even the shorash ha'machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos, again, in how you view chametz, right? And again, but more to talk about, but we got a chaver here from Arav. Oh, yeah. We'll stop here. Yasher Kayesh.
For a second. Before Arav?